Yeah, if you get, whenever I get high, I'm so happy when it's over.
Oh, you're relieved.
When it wears off, I'm like, dude, I love you guys. Thank God I'm back.
That was
the worst day I've ever had in my life.
Your high must not be a good one then.
Yeah, you're coming from the bug out. From the bug out is just thank you, man. It's like thank you.
Yeah. But
if you're fully just vibing and all of a sudden it wears off, you turn into the grump.
You're out there vibing, walking.
You're vibing,
your dog,
walking
you
your
come
dog.
Back in. Your wife's immediately like, where'd you put that?
Well, you've forgotten to do 25 things. So yeah. You didn't blah 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 when you left. And you're like, dude, why do you worry about this shit?
It's the trash. It's the trash for me.
You get high and miss the trash. Yeah.
I don't take the trash out. I'm good, motherfucker.
I've left the front door wide open. Yeah. I'm like, who cares, dude? You're annoying right now.
We shouldn't even have borders.
I can't do edibles though. Edibles are the ones that make me freak
edibles
the fuck
get
out.
You?
Yeah, I'll get sick and start freaking out. I like want to puke.
Also, I feel like I'm high for 5 days if I take a fucking edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like such hours. A longer high.
Yeah, they get you.
Yeah, I don't enjoy them.
I used to eat them and forget. I would impulsively eat them. I used to make gummies and I would just be like, yeah, what the fuck? And I'd munch a couple of them, forget, and be driving and be like, shit, I forgot about that.
I forget. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it 1,000 times on here, but Matt used to make edibles and we lived together. So I'd just be sitting there. Just playing Xbox all day. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like,
it's not a bad day.
He'd be like, here, I'll test these out.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at getting high. So I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Totally would forget that I'd eaten one.
Edibles
30 minutes later, I'd be like, yo, these are strong, dude.
They're either too much or not enough. It's either you don't feel them and then you overdo it because you're like, I need to take another one. And then it hits you and you're like, fuck, what just happened?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been off them for a while. It's been nice, though. I've gotten a lot. I get so much shit done now. Like, it's insane. I was really not firing all cylinders there. I thought I was.
Yeah.
I really.
My productivity's already at a fucking minimum. If I toss weed on top of this, it's over, dude.
Well, it gets you because you're like, I'll be so stoned and I'll be like, I just got to enjoy my life. And I'll just not do anything for 2 days and come back and like, fuck. I need to do stuff, dude. Yeah. This is not ideal.
It's like an Aesop's fable. That's like, like you can't just enjoy life.
Yeah, no.
You got to do something.
You have to.
You like just enjoy life. Winter comes.
It's like the grasshopper.
And then you knock on someone's door and you go, can I come in?
Yep, it's a grasshopper.
Winter's not cool. Especially not right now.
No, winter sucks here. Yeah. Nothing compared to, good God. I was furious. Matt was in San Diego this weekend. Peoria. I was in Peoria, Illinois. New number one on the power rankings of shittiest town in the entire country. Peoria, Illinois was hell, dude.
Never heard of her.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of fucking Illinois. It's,
is it Illinois' second biggest city? I think it's Chi-Town and then maybe Peoria. I could be wrong.
I'm sure a bunch of like suburbs of Chicago count.
Yeah, true.
Because Peoria was like a small, shitty Harrisburg.
But it had like political administrative buildings and stuff.
I don't know.
Impressive domes.
There weren't very many impressive domes.
Really?
No, there was a hospital. I think that was the entire economy.
Oh, really? So it wasn't even as big as Harrisburg?
No. There's a hospital. Bradley University is there.
Bradley Cooper University?
The University of Bradley Cooper. And but yeah, then the weather hit and that was so cold.
What were you doing out there though?
I was doing a show. Oh. I did a show in Peoria and St. Louis and I had to get in a night early because of the weather here to make sure I got to the show. So I just had to Thursday to do nothing in Peoria, Illinois. And there's nothing to do anyway.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Lay there chilling?
Fucking laid down.
Really?
Tried to go outside.
I think Chicago's where we got stuck last year. This little snow apocalypse or whatever in
Chicago's
Buffalo.
So fucking cold, dude. Oh, you went? Did you go during Christmas last year?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go during Christmas. I was supposed to do like an in-law trip and our flight got canceled due to the snow.
Which is really cool. They let me come hang out at the end of the season. That was fun.
Cole Beasley, everybody.
Cole motherfucking Beasley.
The interesting thing about Peoria is that there's still bums.
What?
There's bums in every town, but there's like just 5 black dudes walking around outside in Peoria.
They wear those full snow suits?
They're just in full fucking like... The one guy was wearing like he was working on a traffic construction.
Nice.
He just had a nice reflective vest.
Yeah.
Just me and the bums were the only ones outside walking around. And then I was like, oh, here's a mall. I went into a mall. It was just totally abandoned.
Really?
Filled with like 3 bums.
What?
Just bums sleeping in the food court. Hell, dude.
That's
that town fucking
crazy.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That's fucking, that dude, I'm telling you, man. My wife's from, Brittany's from Chicago. My wife's from Chicago. She brought me there in the wintertime. And I was just like, we'll never live here. We'll never live in Chicago, dude. It's so fucking
Midwest.
The wind
winters.
Hits you and you get furious. Yeah, it's Buffalo's fucking cold too.
Buffalo.
The wind.
Chicago's worse though.
Yeah,
I've played two games in Chicago that were worse than any game I played in Buffalo.
Dude, it's so chilly, dude. It's like it's like cold, and then it, like the wind hits you, and you're like, this is just bullshit. It's so nuts. Fucking. It's yeah. They're like,
where are you from originally?
Tejas, America.
Yeah. So you must have been cold Beasley up there.
You know what? You know what? You get used to it though. I actually started enjoying it a little bit.
Yeah, really?
So I would always a big sleeve guy when it's cold. When I was in Dallas, we'd go to the Giants. You know, we'd play there. And it'd be like 30 and I'd be freezing my ass off and hate it. And then I come to Buffalo and then I'm out there in warmups and sleeves. And by the time the game starts, like I always do the old man sleeves. I like cut them. Yeah. You know, they have the half sleeves, but I cut them. I like them.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Like raunchy.
True. So how does that really fuck? I mean, it has to fuck you up when it's that cold. Like it's got to be tough to concentrate.
I can't imagine.
After a while, you get used to it. Yeah. Actually, the cold here feels way worse. Like 20 degrees here is way worse than 20 degrees in Buffalo. And I have no idea why. I don't know if it's the moisture in the air or what, but
yeah,
it's not good. I'd much rather be in Buffalo.
True.
Tell you what, -4 in Peoria. Sucks.
Ugh. I don't think -4 is good anywhere.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. At least it's good. It drives people into indoors for the show.
The bums are still out.
True.
The bums.
You don't like the outdoors?
No, for when you do stand up, it's good. Like I have to try to use like no. I have to use nature to coerce people to go inside. So you want it to be really cold so people have no other option.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's like no comedy clubs in Miami.
Yeah.
In New Orleans. Because people would rather have fun than go listen to a guy talk about his problems and his small dick. Let's get drunk and watch a guy talk
about
his small dick.
I had a good time. You know, that was actually, I think that was the first comedy show I've ever been to is yours.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Which one? In
the one
at
here.
The Vulcan? Yeah, that was fun.
That was the first time I've ever been to one.
Sick.
It was cool.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? How did you guys?
Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis.
The best ever, Gabe Davis. Yeah. Get well soon, Gabriel. We're praying for you.
Trying to get him to come to Texas next year. Let's get him out of there, huh?
Chill.
I just want him to be closer. If I'm not there, I don't want him there anymore.
He can't be a Dallas Cowboy.
Why not?
Bro. I mean, I could.
Income tax?
I'll switch. You know, I'll switch my allegiance.
It's a good spot.
I'll wear the star.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll put on a Dallas Cowboys
hat. Sure, just flip the hat backwards.
Put it on, buddy.
Yeah, put a little Dallas Cowboys Gabe Davis hat on.
Those Philly fans are the fucking worst. They're never a good experience at the stadium.
Yeah, but it's fun when you're one of the guys that are making it a negative experience for other people.
Probably.
Isn't it fun to ruin things for people?
They're probably one of those fans who told me on Twitter one time that I look like I fumbled my baby after a fumble. After that, all hell broke loose. I tell a fan to eat a dick, and it goes viral. I get in trouble.
Yeah, oh, you tweeted back?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I've been there, brother. I've wanted to tweet back so many times.
I've shut down my Twitter
What did the guy say?
The guy, I posted just a picture of me and my child at the time.
Oh, he went for your child?
He said
it looked like I fumbled my baby, you know?
what a dickhead, bro. When they go for the children, it's fucked. When they start hitting your children.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think my kid could talk at the time. It's like you're going at a toddler who can't even speak.
You can't feed them, bro. You cannot feed them.
That's bullshit. I'm good at feeding them.
Do you think that's...
Good at feeding them fuel.
What do you call them? You just call them like a pussy?
Nah,
I told
them to eat a dick.
That's fair.
Coolest thing ever, though, if a fan actually blew up that tweet, brought it to Cowboys camp the next season, I signed it. That was the coolest thing ever.
That's nice.
It was awesome.
That's pretty tight.
So it worked out.
Yeah. That is funny he said that, though.
I mean,
from his perspective, it's so funny to attack an athlete's child anonymously.
In his defense, I had one catch that game and I fumbled the bitch. Oh. So. But we blew him out. It was in London, you know, versus Jacksonville. Shout out to Dez. He balled his ass off that game.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, fans are ruthless, man.
What do you think about playing over in London?
I wasn't a big fan of London. It was always cloudy. It was always rainy.
Fucking bullshit.
I got sick, and then I brought it back, got my baby sick, so that wasn't cool.
And that guy tweeted that mean fucking shit. That sucks.
Yeah, dude
tweeted
that. And
then while you're sick, reading
bullshit.
That tweet,
I blame it on the coaches, though. They got mad because everybody was like, we had curfew, and everybody's like, we're grown men, why we have curfew? Everybody was going out and shit, and then the next morning, people were late to meetings, and so they make us meet. They do make us do a walkthrough outside, and it's like, freezing and raining outside.
Yeah, they got
and I get sick. It's their fucking fault.
It totally is their fault. That's fucking bullshit.
Was it at Wembley?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was a cool stadium, yeah. Cool environment. But it's like they didn't know when to cheer. It was still new then. Yeah, yeah, so it was like.
And they're all wearing just random jerseys.
Yeah, this is awesome.
The whole stadium's wearing like just any football team.
It was cool
team.
Though.
Yeah.
I was always curious. Yeah, how do they react? Were they like cheer? Or were they just like excited in general?
It's like when you'd have a bad play, they'd cheer. I don't know. Maybe they were cheering for the other team, but it's just hard to know. I feel like Cowboys, you know, our fans travel better than anybody. So I like to think most of them were going for the boys, you know?
True.
And they would cheer sometimes when it's like, I don't think they should cheer right now. But I don't know.
By God, he snapped the ball. Was that's it like, English announcers? By George,
that's a first down to the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't even remember any of that, dude. I have the worst memory. Maybe it's from playing 11 years of football after I should. But
is John Madden dead?
Yes.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
When did he die?
That's a good question.
I don't, dude. I don't know.
I think he died 2 years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Really?
Yeah. He was the fucking man.
Yeah, he was the best. That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, who the fuck else?
There's always this Oakland Raiders clip.
He was the boom guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All
right. Come on, man. He's more than that.
Yeah. I'm just sorry.
No, that's fine.
Play football, but I don't know as much as I should about
it. There's a good clip going around of him. He was the Raiders coach, and they were like dirty as fuck. They were like punching people in the face and shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you think we play dirty? Do something about it. It's like fucking
like
sick,
that.
Dude.
That's cool
as
shit.
So
yeah.
Sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He was just a big fat guy on the sidelines with just a team of goons.
He was the best.
I think he played for the Eagles.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was a bird.
Let's fact check that. I don't know about that.
I think John Madden played professional football for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I want to hear.
I didn't know he played. I thought he just
coached.
Yeah,
he was a unit, dude.
He died
huge.
In 2021.
From what?
Old age, I think.
From what?
I got to find the death real quick.
Old age.
Myocarditis.
I feel like it's very bad that we don't know this, though.
What, he died
when he died?
Yeah,
well, you hear him on the video game. You think
still I
still
got,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they should keep him on Madden forever.
They should.
Hopefully,
yeah, that'd be fucking bullshit if they didn't.
It's his deal.
You
know?
Could just AI.
Yeah, how'd he die? Could,
he played for the Eagles. He did play for the Eagles.
Mm.
Confirmed.
Eagles confirmed. He coached the Raiders.
Confirmed. Although, did he Tupac his death? He
did
might still be alive.
He might still be alive.
Undisclosed death.
Undisclosed. He was 85 and a huge guy.
When did when was the vaccine rollout?
2020.
Ooh.
Brother, you said it.
Let's not get on that here.
Did you get a lot of pushback for that?
I
kind
had
of
a feeling
stuff?
You might get
we,
on that.
We could talk about it a little bit if you want.
What, you talking about recent medical breakthroughs?
You're talking about you don't trust.
I don't know much about it.
You
anything,
don't trust
right?
the science.
I'm not a scientist. I don't
you
know.
Don't trust the science. I love the science.
I wanted to get it.
I trust
so
some
bad,
science.
I never got to.
No, I love
at the time. It was
I
just,
love all science.
It came out super duper fast, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no shit.
I was
just
very hesitant
speed,
about
dude.
That one. Yeah,
they literally were like, "This is warp speed. We shouldn't
came
be doing
of,
this."
Came out of nowhere, there, buddy.
I never got to get it. I tried to get it every day, and I just. Every
it was
day,
hard
like,
to get a hold of.
I was like, please, give me one. And they went, we don't have any more left. I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
I survived, though.
Dude,
I did survive.
I actually almost went home and like talked to my wife. I was like, should we? You know?
But yeah.
Turned out. And,
well, that was tough because,
Was she with it?
She No. She's,
no,
she's
I'm
like,
saying, were you like, should we get it? And she was like, what are you, a pussy?
No.
Like, I didn't know I married
I
a
went
pussy.
Home. I went home and was like, should we? You know?
Yeah,
and she was like,
I mean.
She was like, fuck no. But,
nice.
But after a while, you know, when you get so many people just coming at you, and after a while, you're like, maybe I should just fucking get it.
That's
know?
What I did,
bro. No way.
I folded.
I didn't fold.
It was embarrassing to watch your press conference when I was sitting there after I folded.
The statement, man.
The statement. Yeah. I remember the statement.
But you only got one.
You're, I got one.
You're a muggle.
That's all right.
You're
dude.
A muggle.
I know.
You're a muggle.
You know.
I got one. And
You know, one should be all you need, right?
You would think.
Isn't it one for all the others? I don't
know anything.
I don't either.
I just knew they weren't going to let me work at the Comedy Store unless I got it.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Yeah, they weren't going to let us do a lot of things if we didn't get it. Man.
I had a QB. My family was like, my wife was like, I don't know what we should do. And I was just like, fuck it, we're not doing it. And then she was happy afterwards. She was nice.
Yeah.
She was pregnant.
Turned out great. I
damn.
Yeah, she was pregnant during the whole thing. So yeah. Like, it was like.
You really should not do
what's
it.
Going to happen? I was like, fuck, no,
well,
I'm not doing this.
Maybe you should do it. If you're pregnant, go get the vaccine.
Or don't. You know,
no, you should get it.
Get
if you're
it
pregnant,
not.
Get a bunch of them.
No, she didn't do it. The kid,
it'd be funny to get flagged. It'd be funny to get flagged for misinformation of being like, take a bunch of vaccines. Like, actually, that's not healthy either.
Well, they just went away. No one. It's like if you talk about it, like, oh my God, get over that. It's like, dude, like that was insane. Yeah. Now it's just gone. You can, like, you weren't allowed to talk about it. Now you can be like, yo.
Also, you'll still see
a Pfizer commercial. They're still promoting the boosters.
Yeah. Well, now the new epidemic is amongst the super elderly. They're like, this is the new epidemic of COVID. It's like, what are you talking? It was the whole time. Yeah. They're putting out a new thing now where they're trying to, like the elderly aren't getting boosters. So now they're just focusing on them.
My parents got it. There's a while where my mom and dad were just like, hey, get the fucking shot and shut up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm too far in. I'm in too deep.
You're too deep, dude. You can't.
It's too late. And I got all these people thanking me. I can't stop now.
True. Oh, bro. True. That would have hurt. That would have hurt. The Patriots would have been down.
All the bros, all the young teammates were like dying
from it and have everyone being like,
I was never scared to die. I never thought that. It was more so like to. Like the funny thing is everybody who got in the NFL was like, just kidding. I got to use the sauna, bro. I was like, dude, just go in the fucking sauna. What are they going to do?
Sweat it out. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I went in the sauna. It was great.
Heard that. Did you have to do all that weird shit where like you had to go in earlier and like,
yeah,
you couldn't
so,
do this?
So that was my deal. I was like, all right. And then I got fined a ton for not wearing masks because of this. But I was like, I told the head man, I was like, I'm going to do what makes sense. Right. I get tested. I wait for 30 minutes. After that, why do I have to wear a fucking mask? I'm more safer than any of you in here. You know, it's kind of my deal. So then I got fined over $150,000 or whatever it was over the course of the year.
Could you pull your nose down like that, or would they hate on that?
So I did when I did the statement. You know, honestly, I wish I would have just not worn it at all. It's like the one day I just did it because I was in front of the camera. It's like, all right, let me.
Yeah.
Let me just think about the Bills here and not get them in too much trouble. But honestly, who can talk with that fucking thing? And the whole time it's just coming off my face while I'm talking. My chin pulls it down and people think I'm wearing it purposely below my nose. But I was like, no, when I talk, my chin moves. So it pulls it down, you know? But yeah, it's a shit show.
And what bullshit? And it all for what?
I don't know, man. I just know the NFL made sure to get that last $75,000 fine in before the playoffs.
True.
Last week. And this, I'd already had COVID. So it's like, I don't know the science behind everything, but after you have COVID, you know, you don't have to test anymore. So if I don't have to test anymore, why the fuck do I have to wear a mask? And then I got a big $75,000 fine at the last one. And then all that shit was over. Playoffs, they just went away with all of it. I was like, those dirty bastards made sure to get that fine in.
God,
it's,
dude.
It's wild.
I was just laughing. I was just talking about when Rudy Gobert got it. Do you remember that? He played for the Jazz.
Mm-mm.
And he was like the first guy to get COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and he
yeah.
goes to the press conference. This is the NBA game they shut down at halftime.
Yeah.
Middle of the game, they were just like, all right, everybody leave the arena. Somebody's got COVID in here.
I don't even remember that. Y'all still watching the NBA?
No, it was like day one. It was like the first COVID thing. And this guy, he gets COVID first, and he comes and he does a press conference. He's like, I have COVID, haha, and he touches all the microphones.
Oh, yes.
And everyone was like, ha, this is funny.
I didn't get it till they stopped testing all the vaccinated players the week after. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Stopped testing them all because they were all getting it, and then I get it. And then
now
I'm an asshole, and I ruined the season. You know?
They blamed it on you, yeah.
Meanwhile, all my vaccinated teammates are playing in the game against the New England Patriots with COVID. Now I'm at home, not being able to play.
Yeah, it was.
It's unfortunate.
They made a lot of money. Oh, that's good, though. Pharmaceutical companies made billions of dollars.
They did.
It is good.
I'm just bright siding it. That's cool.
It's good for the economy. And then also we got to basically mandate mail-in votes off of it. So that was
true.
Good. Those are two good things.
True. Yeah. That's true.
I trust that science, and we're happy about that.
It is also good to get a display of like total fucking subservience from your population. That was nice. Watching our whole population fold under tyranny. Yeah. It was just nice to know that.
Yeah, America, the place you would think would be very anti-tyranny.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It was good to watch.
Yeah, we can't make it any announcements.
I knew this. Oh, yeah. Well, my bad.
No, that's all right. I just had a feeling this was coming. No, it's.
You had a feeling I was going to bring it up?
You brought it up.
We always bring it up.
True. Oh. We talk COVID.
But yes, this time for sure. It's, you know, you did your thing, dude.
Yeah, it was, I was hated for it for a while. And, you know, I didn't even get to do interviews anymore after that. It was wild.
But really? They wouldn't let you?
After the statement. So the year before that, every Wednesday was my day to speak to the media. You know, when you have success, you have your days or whatever. It was probably me, Steph, Josh on offense or something. But yeah, after that, no more the rest of the year, bro. Instagram, the Buffalo's Instagram wouldn't even post a picture of me. They were ashamed of me.
Really?
Yeah, it was wild.
That's some bull.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings, you know?
Yeah, I bet.
It's kind of the reason I was like, hey, get me the F out of here.
That would hurt my
you guys
feelings.
Turned on me.
Yeah, man.
So
it was also so easy to fake it, too. That was the other thing.
Oh, buddy, there's, you know, Linnefeld loved to, you know, be the spokesman for having the vaccine, but it's like, dude, half the dudes who got it didn't get it, buddy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fakes. That was the funniest part of all of it. It was like, bro, you can fake this so.
Did you do that in your special, that joke?
About dudes faking it? Yeah. Going out to breakfast.
That's great.
It was me. I faked it.
Dude, do y'all remember when Antonio Brown got caught and then Bruce Arians was pissed? He was like, let's test everybody to see who really got it.
How you can't even do that, though.
I know, but if they would have, it would have been awesome. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
True. Yeah. Do a spinal tap. You start like doing the whole team becomes a medical experiment. You start like sawing their limbs off. I'm glad that's behind us.
I didn't know Antonio Brown got caught.
Yeah, he got caught with a fake card. But
damn, his fake card must have been hilarious.
I mean, dude, there were so many people that he could have got with that, dude.
No offense to him, but in crayon, just I got vax. All right, thank you, AB.
Man,
was that the year he? That was his last year, right? Vax year? I think that might have been third quarter, take the jersey off.
I think so.
That was a wild moment.
I'm a savage.
He's a wild boy.
I said, fuck this, I'm out. I should have just did that.
He's as funny as it gets. His Twitter. Have you watched it? Dude, this Christmas tweet he had.
That's it.
He was just
I follow him on Twitter, yeah.
He was like, I'm not lying
to my
kids.
Dude, AB the football player was an animal.
I'm not saying some fat cracker came down the chimney and gave you all this. I bought it. Called Santa Claus a cracker.
Fat cracker.
Yeah, he hasn't been very happy with white people lately, I don't think.
He's not happy with the whites.
It's been Santa Cracker a lot lately.
He's cracker.
I was like, dude, I thought we were boys, man. You know?
How old is he?
Yeah. Huh?
How old is he? How old is AB?
Probably like 34-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
35 maybe. No.
Makes sense.
He got dinged up a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that
makes sense.
He got popped a couple times.
That's always, you know, why we're crazy as football players. It's always CTE, buddy. Anytime I do something stupid, I got CTE.
Yeah,
so,
that's a nice.
Know, everybody loves to say that. You know?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Which, you know, maybe I do. I don't know.
I would
honestly, if you're 5'8", buck 75, you're playing in the NFL, you're probably kind of psycho anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other thing is most guys in the NFL are psychos.
I'm pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. I'm normal, but then when I get out there, it's a different animal.
Don't fucking make eye contact with me.
You got motherfuckers trying to try you out here at all? Because, yeah, you see NFL dudes usually huge linemen, like, you know.
Dude, I go under the radar because they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You have them try you, and then you ever go beast mode on
so, nobody tries me. You know, if I go to Dallas, like I'll get noticed or Buffalo, but out here nobody gives a fuck.
True.
Austin, they're just like, who the fuck's this guy? I'm just another civilian.
He's just a honk.
Yeah, but they don't
know.
He's
just a cracker.
Just a cracker.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know. They don't know, man.
That's fucked up.
Which is cool. Makes it better anyway.
True. I'd rather lay low.
Rather nobody notice me. You know, Buffalo was cool about it, but Dallas was like, I'd be walking through the mall and they'd be yelling my name across the fucking mall and then everybody knows.
Yeah.
In Buffalo, they'll just come up and be like, hey, I just want to shake your hand.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's kind of pleasant.
Shake your hand.
Buffalo fans are great, man.
Yeah, I like going to Buffalo. It's a fun town. Yeah. It's a good, it's my favorite stadium.
They're about to have a new one. They're about to demolish it.
I know. I'm sad about that.
Yeah, they could probably. Buffalo could use a bulldozer on a couple of their buildings.
Buffalo's a pretty. Buffalo, the whole city could use a good fucking bulldozer.
I'd like to touch.
Did you spend a lot of time in the city of Buffalo? Or
yeah,
yeah. I didn't go to the city much.
You were on the outskirts. That's
just
cool.
An OP Orchard Park.
There wasn't much going on in the city.
Orchard Park and East Aurora. Those are my scenes.
Nice.
East Aurora's a nice little town.
I gotta check it. I
don't think I've ever been there.
East Aurora's nice, man. Go to the Barbell. Barbell is like the. the wing spot everybody recommends you to go from the team.
It is nice to go to a city where crushing wings is it's like something birthplace. Everybody's doing.
Cajun honey butter barbecue. They're really good. Only thing is they're rich. I can only eat like three of them. I'm like, all right, dude. My son will freaking smash those things.
Yeah, honey butter barbecue sounds, that's a rich wing.
I miss being nine, you know?
Yeah.
Just pound wings and just go run the 40 right after.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, I'm still pounding wings.
Yeah.
I'm living like a nine-year-old.
No, it was nice having no concept.
Yeah, but you could go run. You can go sprint right after and not throw up. Yeah.
Never. I don't know when the last time I sprinted was.
You probably run.
Must have been years since.
What do you think your 40 time is?
Right now?
4.3?
6.8. 4.3? 4.4? I'd probably run a sub 4.3
40. But after I left the Giants, I knew it was over. I didn't touch a weight. My agent's like, let's see if we can get picked up. And I'm just like,
yeah,
it's pretty much over. It's the second team I left midseason. No, nobody's gonna get let me come back. But I was just at this point, I was like, if you're not gonna play me, buddy, I'm out. You know?
Yeah. You want? Why not just collect the check?
It's crazy. After COVID, I went from 82 catches off three broken ribs to just a practice squad player. It's wild.
So, really?
Yeah.
But don't they have to pay you the original amount they said they would? Because I would just collect the bag. Why can't you just collect the bag?
What are you talking about? Well, like, what do you mean?
So they hired you and they're paying you.
The Giants?
Yeah.
I was vet minimum, but then when you're on P squad, you get whatever the P squad amount is.
I see what you're saying.
Which was cool, but you know, I think they just brought me there to kind of coach and get to hang out in the locker room. I was like, dude, I've hung out in the locker room for 11 years already.
You wanted to play.
It's cool, but and I do want to. I would like to coach at some point, but I didn't want to coach in fucking New Jersey.
You know?
My kids are going to this.
Yeah.
School where I don't know if we should bring up those issues either. It's just a little different there than Texas.
True. Coaching would be rad.
Coaching would be rad.
Coaching would be sick.
Out of here. Coach is fun, dude. I coached my kids' flag football team. It was a blast.
What was the record?
We lost one game, but we
That's all.
Won the championship. We ended up beating that team we lost to in the championship. 28 to nothing.
Damn.
So it was awesome.
Gonna make a goddamn movie about it.
Well, the flag football, you know, you play them the first time, you have no idea what they're gonna do.
And, true.
You know, I got a pretty extensive football background. So once we got the playoffs, I was like, all right, now I know what all you fuckers are doing. You're done.
God, that's fucking awesome.
There's this one team that gave us a run, though. The Lake Travis Jaguars, man. They had a good squad. They played us close both times.
I was
super pissed about it. We still won, and I was still mad. I was like, I want to play them again after the championship. But they were good.
That guy was probably talking so much shit after he won, too.
That guy probably hasn't slept in months. It's like, I had his ass. I had him.
He's like, I just know the game better than anybody. And fucking, what was the score of the final?
28-0. So they beat us 29-28 during the season. Our defense had a meltdown. Switched up the defense after that.
How old are these kids?
They were like 8. But yes. That was the first
all thing. You have is an NFL blitz playbook at that point.
Yeah, but that was
all right, we're running the bomb line up
super fly.
So that gave me faith after NFL was over though, you know.
Yeah,
I had a blast, you know. Coaches yelling at me from the other sideline, and I was worried like I wouldn't have anything to get that competitive fire out, you know. And then until this guy starts yelling at the ref, you're only listening to him because he played in the NFL.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, shut that shit up. I apologize.
I'll come over there, I'll fucking beat your ass.
No, it stopped there, but I felt kind of bad, but I got a little fiery. I was like, all
right. Of course you got fiery.
I was like, I love it, man.
Dude.
Coaching, I coached, I got an underage. I got it. And for community service, I was like, I'll coach the 8th grade football team. It was so fun, dude. I'd be up in the press box.
I
remember at halftime, I was like, yo, if we run a draw out of this shotgun form.
Did you
we
play
run
a draw,
we got it. I played just basically high school. I played 1 year of college and then quit.
He's D1, bro. Don't let him fool
D1,
you.
D1, not big deal.
We're at them.
Probably one of the better D1 schools, Army.
Really, though?
I quit right away, and then I transferred.
But you were at Army, though?
For 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then I went to Elon University in North Carolina.
I actually thought about going to Air Force Academy for a little bit.
Good call.
But, you know, the whole nine-year commitment deal was what scared me.
The commitment was, yeah.
I wanted to play in the league, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, how that works. But
9 years, damn.
They were a little hazy with the commitment thing with me. They were like, it's like 4 years active duty. And I was like, oh, nice. 4 years I can handle. And then they were like, it's also 3 years reserved. And we're in a war in the Middle East. So that's basically, you're going to be.
Yeah, you're out there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Under the lights.
At least they were upfront about it. That was nice.
No, they weren't very upfront about it.
Oh, really?
Or I was just not listening.
Yeah, you know what? No, they probably weren't. They're probably very.
They were like, it's 4 years active duty.
What position did you play?
O-line.
I'm interested now. Let's go.
O-line.
Tackle, guard.
Tackle in high school and then guard in college. I was too slow and short.
For tackle?
For tackle, yeah.
Why does being short matter at tackle?
I don't know. They love long arms.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Because DNs defense. Are all fucking 6'8 skinny guys now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everyone's skinny, dude. The NBA is like, NBA everyone's 6'9" frail. And just emaciated. It's like a point guard.
I can't watch. Once Kobe died, the NBA died for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I can't. I don't. I guess It'll he was fun. Retired before that, but I don't.
Yeah, but you still like it. You still like I mean, it. You like, know Kobe's alive.
I've never watched it, though. Yeah. Like, when Kobe was playing, I would watch the Lakers when they were on. But ever since then, I can't. There's no, like, I like Kyrie. You know, I like Steph.
For sure.
But there's.
Kyrie rules.
It's just not the same. He does, man.
Kyrie rules.
Bro, Kyrie's dope. Fuck Kyrie. He's one of the few that stood up, man.
Yeah, he is, bro.
He plays for Dallas. I'm gonna have to
catch his documentaries.
He does have good recs. He's like Cisco and Erie. He's got good recs.
Dude, I'm surprised Cuban signed him. Cuban gave me hell for not getting the damn vaccine. But he was a cool dude about it. You know,
he was. I was going to say. I was about to
Well, I mean, he was an asshole on Twitter. And then I was like, hey, like, what are we doing? So then he reached cool out. About it. And then we talked on the phone. And he was the one who actually almost talked me into getting it. That was why I went home and was like, hey, should we get it?
He shark tanked it to you.
Yeah, he almost got me.
Yeah, I'm out.
He was close.
So he's pretty persuasive.
But I should have known. He's a great businessman.
Yeah.
You know? Now I know, how he's been like, so successful.
Cole, I like you, all right? Yeah. Cole, I like you a lot. Let's be friends.
he was good about it.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, no.
Yeah, he's a bit of cool.
At least he was willing to talk to me and not just call me a fucking hillbilly, you know, and move on with his life. At the time, I had no tooth, you know. So so of course, after I do the statement, they post me my picture like with no tooth right here, and just make me look like a complete fucking imbecile. Yeah, you know?
That's all right.
That was their play though during that whole.
Sorry,
time.
I play with my daughter at home. We were wrestling, and she just
knocked
me
tooth out
right in the face.
Damn,
she didn't cry. I almost did.
Yeah, it hurt. You lost your goddamn tooth,
dude. My tooth hurts.
You can't cry. You can't cry in front of your children.
No, dude, I broke my nose and had to come out of the ocean for my two kids and was just like, I'm fine, guys. Guys,
when you hit
your
nose, you have no choice but to cry.
True.
Waters.
There was some
tears. True. My whole face was wet, luckily for me. But I had to come out of the ocean. For real, I was like upset and scared and I had to be like, because I was like, dude, what if my nose bone's like in my brain right now and if I sneeze, it fucking shoots up into my cortex and kills me. The whole time I'd be like, daddy's fine, guys. He's okay.
Unless he's not. He might not be.
Unless this bone fragment travels into my hippocampus.
I love you guys so much.
Being calm for your kids is so tough, though.
Yeah.
I lose it sometimes, and I'm just like, damn, I shouldn't have done that.
So am I being calm? Being calm or being?
Being calm. It's tough for me to do.
Not screaming at the kids.
Yeah, it's tough.
My new thing now, I go, you're making me very mad right now. I have to tell them I'm getting mad. And they're like, whoa, what the why? And I'm like, because you're not listening to me.
Yeah.
And they're like, usually I'll just start spazzing.
I tell them I'm getting frustrated, but it's probably too late. They already know.
Or if one hurts the other one, you might instinctively like, what are you doing? Like push them and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. My 9-year-old got it the worst because I was like learning how to be a dad with him because he's my oldest and feel bad for the guy. But
he's 9 now?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot better.
You'll be fine.
And it's a boy.
He'll be all right now.
Yeah, boys are like, I feel like you could just.
I feel like me and my dad, I don't think, if you're young, you shouldn't be friends with your dad.
Yeah. We're not. I mean,
until you're like 30, and then you go. Actually, my dad was cool. I don't think my dad talked to me once.
Oh yeah, no. When I was,
other than yelling at me.
Yeah. My parents weren't really yellers though. I mean, my dad would whoop our ass, but he didn't yell much.
Ooh, that's terrifying. He was a quiet ass whooper. That's so scary.
He wasn't quiet. He just didn't. You know, he just wasn't yelling. He'd have a stern voice. My dad was scary though.
My dad didn't yell. He would always talk through the bottom of his teeth, and he'd That's what he would do.
That, yeah. Come here. That would frighten me a little bit.
Dad, I'm not coming over there. You're going to hit me. Get over here. Come here.
Yeah, that's my kids when I get mad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not coming over there. They're smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I remember one time, I was outside and my dad was like, get the fuck in the house. And I was like across the street. I was like,
No,
I'm not coming over. You're gonna hit me. Why would I cross?
Your parents cussed a lot?
No, my dad would when he was mad.
My dad cusses way more now than I ever heard.
Once he
retired from coaching, the first time I ever heard him say the F word was like my senior year. And because he was my head coach in high school, was my senior year during a football game. He's like, I don't know what the fuck to call. And I was just like, mid game. But
that's nice.
Yeah, when we were teenagers, my dad brought us into the fold, like against our mom. He'd be like, your mother's a fucking maniac. He'd be like, what the fuck? Where's this coming from, man? Yeah. Your mother just makes shit up. She rewrites history. It's fucking annoying. She'd be driving like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That'd be hard not to do that. Oh, bring your kids on your side.
Just
for the record, your mom's a bitch.
It's so hard.
I didn't want to tell you kids this, but I'm the good one. Just so you know.
He would tell us, he'd be like, women rewrite history. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. Things happen. He's just like, it's Jesus fucking Christ. And you just drive in silence for 30 minutes. We'd all be like, all right, dude. Fuck. He's so mad. But that's tough. I'm one of six kids, too. So that's like, it's tough, dude.
Six kids a
lot. You get lost in the shuffle with six kids, yeah.
Bro, I was in the woods lighting fires and shit, just chilling, dude. I was having a good time. We were just like finding plants and smoking them, being like, this fucking rules. Smoking sugar packets.
Yeah.
Shit ruled. The woods were so tight, dude.
The woods were so tight.
My dad and my uncle found our porn fort and just fucking destroyed it. And we were just all like,
damn.
It was our Jewish tunnels, dude.
You had Jewish tunnels.
Blocking them, like, no.
Dude, you stood there and jumped up and down. You all stood next to the bulldozing. They turn into the Cameron crazies. They go nuts, dude. Like, oh. They're the Cameron crazies, dude. What do you think about those Jewish tunnels, dude? You got some opinions on these tunnels.
I don't know anything about them.
Well, let me tell you, here's what's going on. The funniest fucking thing possible happened in New York City. It turns out Jews were digging secret tunnels in New York City and they got busted and they jumped up and down about it.
Oh, it's just nice. It's nice now. Wait, nationally you can see them because they are distinctive sects. So now you're like, oh, there's those tunneling Jews.
Yeah,
over there.
Tunneling Jews. Wait,
so what are the purpose of the tunnels?
Tunneling Jews.
Now, we don't know exactly what the purpose was. There's a lot of rumors swirling as to what the purpose was, but I would probably say something very bad.
For sure.
I don't think there's ever... Every set of tunnels I know has had something terrible in it. Hamas, the Underground Railroad, Vietnam. Something we need to stop is going on in tunnels. Lady Di.
I don't know. I feel like as a child, you think tunnels are super cool, though.
True.
Tunnels are cool.
Yeah.
I think that might be a rumor, is that a bunch of children think those tunnels are not cool.
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, that's turning out to be a thing these days. Little kids and grown-ups.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, was that always around, or is it just social media?
I think pedophilia is, you know.
It was, like, accepted. You'd have a child molester in your area in, like, the 70s, and you'd be like...
Yeah, that's
like,
the weird guy.
Yeah, it'd be like, that guy's a weirdo.
Accepted. Yeah. Stay away from I don't know if it's accepted.
I swear to God, no one gave a fuck. We had some guys hanging around, and everyone was just like, don't go near them.
Yeah.
They're weird.
I mean,
I know that's played
out,
but...
If my child were ever to be molested... Might be the last of me you see ever, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Like that guy.
Oh, if someone got your kid, you'd probably fuck him up. Unless it was a priest.
There's a video of this guy who did that. This one guy got accused and was going to trial for molesting his son. And he waited at the airport when he knew that guy was coming by.
Does he know that he's guilty? Accused or like he's guilty?
I think that guy had a feeling he was guilty. I mean, he risked it all. He shot him.
If he's guilty, more power to him.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't think he got a lot of jail time for it.
You know, too, when you see the guy, if he looks a little
yeah.
B beady eyed weirdo. Fishy. Like, yeah, he did it. Fucking
weirdo. You ever seen a video of a guy in court who's like, "Your Honor, give me 5 seconds with this motherfucker."
Yeah. I'm saying.
There's been two. I think there's been two different mothers and different things that have like come in court and just shot dudes. Just been.
I'm nice. Saying, dude, that's man, that's tough. I don't. Yeah.
And I think the one guy like beat the guy to death with a shovel and just called the cops, turned himself in, was just like, "Yeah, I just beat the fucking shit out of this guy."
Damn. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I had a head coach in a basketball in high school. There was one time where there was a thief issue in the locker room. Someone was stealing stuff. My head basketball coach came in the locker room to talk to us. He's like, "Hey, if y'all ever find out like who's stealing this shit, let me know." He's like, "Well, get him in the locker room. I'll lock the doors and I'll stand by the door and let y'all beat the shit out of him." I was like, dude, I fucking love this guy, man. Jimmy Arndt, man. I love that guy.
Good you for him.
Miss him.
Yeah, did you guys ever get to
we never found him.
Lynch the thief? The
never vigilante. Found him. That guy was good. Never found yeah. him. I don't know, man.
Damn.
A little Alma America. Here we go.
True. Yeah, locker room thief is pretty dastardly stuff. Especially your teammates.
Yeah.
He was like, "I hate a thief.
I hate a thief.
I hate a thief. You can beat his ass. Let me know if you find him."
I gotta get back to that. Just hating thieves. I hate a goddamn thief. So I would just tolerate it like such a bitch. I'd be like, "Oh, well, whatever. It's just stuff.
Socioeconomic situations have forced him into this."
I hate a thief, man. I hate thieves.
Thieves, dude.
True. Or being like, "I don't like people calling me a thief.
Take me to a Walgreens, I'm fuming about thieves."
True, true.
Everything's locked up and I'm fuming, dude. I'm still fuming. Yeah. I don't even like to think about it. It makes me angry.
True, the thievery. Oh, yeah, I used to steal. I forgot. I used to steal a lot of stuff.
You're a thief.
I was a thief. But always, I was more of a Robin Hood.
You're more Robin Hood.
Where I just give to myself from stores. I did chill, though, on the auto checkout. No more.
That's good.
I hung up the jersey on the self-checkout. I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore. It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
I always supported it.
Well,
I was always scared to do it, but I was happy for you.
It was nice.
I didn't like doing it.
It became absurd, though. I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, you don't need to.
I'm like, oh, I don't need to steal meat right now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but it feels good. Getting over on somebody.
Yeah, I do like system breaking when you're like, I'm pretty sure they didn't account for this, and then this is how you get around it. It's like, yeah, you scan your product. This guy's supposed to be watching, but like, he's talking to a lady. I mean, it's just, yeah. I do like that. Seeing exactly how, because I think what they're really relying on is for people to be like, "Oh, I'm not doing that." Because it's just, there's no, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I think they're batting down on that now, though.
They are. There's always someone there now.
Yeah.
There used to never be someone by the self-checkout.
Yeah.
They've always got an attendant right there. But they're not really fucking paying attention.
Bro. One to the bag.
Yeah.
Do you ever choose the self-checkout over the regular one?
Sometimes. I prefer not to, though.
Yeah, I don't trust the self-checkout.
I don't like the self-checkout. I don't like it either. I don't enjoy doing it.
Especially at grocery stores.
I don't know what to do with the... Like, it's I like got, put I everything got, in the
I'll
bag.
I'll tell you what to do. You ring it up as a fucking orange and put it in your bag.
Ring up a PlayStation 5 as an orange.
I don't even like my kids talking to Alexa, bro.
Yeah, I don't have an Alexa in my house.
Get that thing out of here.
Oh, have you gone to Whole Foods? No, see the new
dude, the fucking hand scan.
You can
thing.
Pay with your fucking hand.
Yeah,
Bezos.
I don't go to Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it, but
Whole Foods is
there's
nice.
Not,
what are you saying?
I live in Wamberley, Texas. There's no Whole
there's
Foods.
No Whole,
there's no Whole Foods.
I'm out in the middle of nowhere now, buddy.
Just a Buc-ee's.
I keep moving further and further away from the city of Austin.
That's kind
of
nice.
So no, damn. There's not a Buc-ee's. There's a Brookshire's.
That's good.
They do have an HEB though.
That's a nice HEB.
HEB
is
nice. HEB is nice. It's crazy though. Everybody goes
Heeb.
To HEB. Everybody goes to
HEB.
McCain.
Shout out James.
Empties out the store. Nobody goes to Brookshire's.
Yeah, they're moving in.
Yeah, I go to Brookshire's because everybody takes everything at HEB.
No, you're holding that. You're keeping them afloat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, I just like the cows, man. I like the cows eating grass.
Yeah,
I've
I want
seen
the
too many videos of those cows in like a fucking box with their legs cut off, just getting like force fed gruel, and I'm like,
you like the grass fed beef?
Yeah,
you make hamburgers with those?
Hell yeah!
It's too lean.
You think so?
I think it's not as good.
True.
My opinion.
I think it's yummy.
What do I know? I'm not a scientist.
True. I don't know. Here's something that was fun. I watched this documentary last night. It's called Love Has Won. Has anybody seen this?
No, what's it about?
Mm-hmm. It's a cult. It's great.
Oh, nice.
Just a lady who said she was God, and a bunch of hippies showed up.
Yeah.
And she ended up taking silver. She was like, it's a cure-all. Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about this cure-all. And she just kept taking silver, and they're like, you're going to turn blue if you keep taking silver. You're going to die.
Turn blue?
Yeah, she turned blue from the silver.
That's a thing?
And then died.
Like, how blue are we talking?
Fucking blue at the end. Like, fucking Willy Wonka.
Really?
Like, fucking. No she way. Smurfed out and died, dude. But she was also, it's so funny, because everybody in the documentary still believes that she was God.
Yeah.
So they're all like, just like, yeah, I mean, she drank more than anybody could possibly drink. Alcohol is a medicine if you use it right. And she was taking all of our pain and sin, so she needed it. And then there's just videos of just clearly a blacked out drunk lady like, I said I wanted chicken parm, you motherfuckers. They're like,
she did so that for good. Them? That's so nice.
She did. She took all the sins on and then just had an army of hippies that would fucking wait on her. Is that the blue woman?
Didn't they preserve her dead body? Blue man grouped
out. Yeah.
Oh my God. Didn't they preserve her dead body?
Yeah, it was in their house.
I feel like people will believe anything now. It's kind of crazy.
This is a good one. The best is her thing was she had... That she had lived through other people before, and she also had a team of galactic, the oracles. So, but the oracles weren't like who you'd think it was. It wasn't like saints and shit. It was like Robin Williams is my top oracle.
What?
Donald Trump, he's still alive, but he's one of the oracles. He communicates to me. It's so good, dude. They think every cloud's a spaceship. They're like, the ships are coming. They're going to pick us up any day now.
That's kind of fun.
It looked very fun, and then, oh, bro, you're going to love this documentary.
I got to see
a guy
it.
Shows up. So she's Mother God. She always has a Father God. So whoever she's fucking at the time, whichever hippie is now the new Father God, but the ultimate Father God is still coming. Finally, just a dude that does math. The dude with a ponytail that does math shows up. She's like, this is definitely Father God, and all the other hippies are like, fuck, this guy sucks. But he's as funny as it gets. He's literally doing math in front of all these people. And like being like, turn that fucking music off. Put this on. He puts on like hardcore metal, and it's like, and all these hippies just have to sit there like, oh man.
It's funny how hippies always get cults. They always fall
in cult up, and they it's really great.
Damn, dude, that would be kind of a fun exercise to just follow a homeless, like a wildly schizophrenic homeless dude around for the day, and be like, bro, you call the ball. What are we doing today?
Yeah.
Just make a month out of that. Being like, what?
It's going to be meth.
True.
And once you're on meth, it's game on.
Yeah, true. Then you're Father God as well.
Then you become Father God to another Father God. Now you're having gay sex in a tent because you're on meth. And it's cold out.
Yeah, fuck.
But the meth will keep you warm.
I'd hope so, yeah.
You can sprint. Oh. Warm up, take some meth, sprint down the street, do suicides until it's not cold.
It'd
but
be
yeah,
crazy.
I suggest you give that show a watch. It's
I guess as good as it gets.
It's on HBO. Ooh, another thing I got into. This is exciting stuff. True Detective, season 4 came out.
How is it?
Ooh, you wanted kick-ass women? You got it.
Is it real?
Don't worry. You wanted kick-ass women? Here we go. Now they've infiltrated True Detective and butt-fucked True Detective.
What really? Is True Detective on?
True Detective is on HBO. Season 1 is one of the greatest seasons of television.
I've never seen it.
Do they show like a sex scene right away?
They do have a pretty good sex scene. Yeah. And it. I will say, so the one kick-ass woman's, I believe, a Native American, because it's in Alaska.
For sure.
It's in Alaska, so she's like a Inuit.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. First Nations.
There you go. Straight or les?
Don't say Eskimo Lemaire.
Don't you dare, bro.
At first glance, you would say clearly a lesbian. Not.
What?
Not a lesbian. And the whole time I was kind of like, I don't like her. And then she has a sex scene where she rides a guy and fucking forces him to cream pie her. That was
what,
good.
Dude? To throw in forced cream pie into there?
Yeah, I was kind of like, that's aggressive. If that was the other way around, that'd be a real problem. If a girl was like, no, and you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, true.
But
yeah, but no panel of our peers is going to rule against that.
You can't.
They're going to go like, yeah, it is very, like, fuck, it's so fucking hot.
It was so hot, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
I was laying on that couch. I was like, ooh, I didn't know this was going to happen tonight.
Damn. What if the guy, was the guy fighting it all? Was he like, fine.
He did try to fight it off, and she fucking grabbed him by the throat and made him pie, dude.
Bro, no the way. She did
pie.
It?
Yeah.
I might have pie. To take a, you know, I might have take a break.
Dude. It was awesome.
With the times we're in.
It makes, we makes are sense. In some interesting times. Makes but sense. I was disappointed to see.
Horse pie is kind of wholesome in terms of the shit that's on TV right now. It's
true. You know, you see the fucking New Year's Eve clock is one of my favorite things right now. So CNN does the New York when the ball drops. So it's showing the countdown. It's on CNN. It's like 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. And then the camera just cuts to it. It's interracial dudes kissing.
So 2024.
It's so good, dude. And there's a guy, it's just a bunch of TikToks and reels of people watching it like, yeah. Ah! What the fuck? God damn it.
Dude, I can't ever make it to New Year's. I'm like in bed by like 10, already knocked
That's
out.
That's the best.
I had a rough New Year's, dude.
Oh. Can't do it.
This was the first one I stayed up, but I didn't even see the ball drop or anything.
No, I don't even recall the ball dropping.
I was wandering on mushrooms, dude. I was just walking around.
You were Father God.
I was Father God.
Wait till you see Father God, dude. It's awesome. It's just a guy who's been in and out of jail.
Just a beast.
Meth head just rolled up on a cult. He said the best is how he decides he's the man. He's like, so he goes to this cult. He's out. He's working in the yard. He's like raking leaves. And he's like, and then I just looked around. And I was like, fuck this. He's like, he threw the rake down. I was like, I'm the man.
Right.
And all the hippies were like, oh, fuck.
It seems like out there, that's all you got to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the strongest one.
Well, what happens if like another dude's like, no, I'm the man?
Fight to the death.
Does that happen? Or
there is the last Father God before him he was kind of like, oh, dude, come on, I should be Father God. Please let me continue to fuck you.
Yeah. That's not how I picture it going. Jacked, though. They're just jacked, trying to talk it through.
He tried to talk. He cucked out. It was sad.
Oh,
damn.
He's not meant to be Father God. Dude.
He's not.
True.
They did find the correct Father
that's
God.
Not it.
He had that good silver pussy too.
Yeah, that's him. He fucking rules.
Fuck, dude.
You're gonna get a good look at that guy.
Yeah,
long
man,
ponytail.
That guy's in your face on meth.
He literally had to wear an ankle bracelet the whole time.
Did he really?
Yeah. That guy's.
He was
good.
On what, like probation or parole?
I don't know. When he's doing the interviews during the documentary, he's in a hotel with an ankle bracelet.
What?
And he has to continuously call his probation place and be like, "I'm at this hotel."
How do they like find these people to? And then decide they're going to do a documentary.
I think like, it comes from, well, this lady was a big deal because it was weird. They went into a house where like 15 people were living and they found a blue lady wrapped in Christmas lights that they were like, she's coming back alive. Don't touch her.
Did they not expect any of that stuff to happen or something?
What?
Didn't they not expect, I heard when they started that, they didn't know it was like the blue lady existed. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, the documentary?
I thought it was a surprise. I could be wrong, but someone told me that like they were just like they're filming this weird documentary and all of a sudden there's a blue lady. And like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Maybe.
Could be wrong.
Maybe when they started filming, they were like, this is just a crazy cult. And then at the end, it's like, damn, she did turn blue.
Fuck.
It's scary when they show her laying in bed.
Yeah, dude. You
see a blue face. Yeah,
seeing someone alive laying in bed would scare me. The old lady.
Yeah. It's another funny one, though. It's like an Acapulco.
Yeah.
Just a yellow man at the end. The guy turns yellow from jaundice.
That's
the guy drank himself to death. He just for real turned into Homer Simpson. He's laying in bed like, oh.
The worst of all time I've ever seen was the HBO documentary I was telling you to watch where they followed heroin addicts for, it was like 25 years. And at the end,
that was
the guy,
really sad.
One of the guys, spoiler alert, one of the guys dies. Dude, they show his body and he was lying dead in a house for 10 days and his body exploded. They
dude,
swell and then
nuts.
They pop and they just show this exploded body and you're like, what the? I still can't like not see it. It's the most fucked up thing.
I can't
thing.
Watch shit like that. I'll be,
it just
you
I
watch,
don't make me like
watch
sick
Blue Lady,
me.
Dude. You're gonna like
Blue
Lady.
Be nice.
That
beach.
One, I did
it's
watch.
Called Blue Lady?
I didn't make it to the exploded body.
Bro?
It was too huh? sad. Love has won.
Love has won. Yeah.
More of a Love is Blind kind of guy.
True. Twin Flames was nice too, but I didn't see that.
They
whole
talk
thing.
About Twin Flames in this.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Twin Flames was
like,
nice.
I'm trying to find my twin flame. This twin, cult was on the Twin Flame thing.
Twin Flames was bullshit compared to that, though. That's the real deal. Lady drinking silver, meth head. Twin Flames was just people who tricked girls into being like, do you want to find true love? And they're like, yes.
Yeah.
I think they made people like trans. Like, we don't have enough girls. You got to trans. You don't have enough guys. You got to trans. They were just hooking them up.
That's awesome, though.
Kind of tight.
Forced trans is sick.
Forced trans for love.
God, I can't wait to have kids.
Oh yeah.
Who?
Wasn't the guy who did like that one Bitcoin thing a part of that Twin Flames thing or something?
Probs the guy. Oh, the
Bankman, Sam Bankman Fried. Because I think they're like saying he's like anti-human. Like all those guys are like anti-humanists. Like the Twin Flames are kind of anti-humanists too.
Anti-human? What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, Mayor, what is that even? Put your feet on also. The bar at the bottom of that stool.
The anti-human movement's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like humans shouldn't exist?
Yeah, they'll
like
stand.
People want to. I'm going to turn off the mic. Like people want to eradicate humans.
Yeah, there's like a hardcore environmentalist that are on that bullshit, bro. Yeah. Come on now. How they get that's bullshit.
Wait. How is it bullshit? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying that's bullshit. I'm saying.
Okay. How, I fucking love it.
How are you going to be an anti-human human?
Just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. How are you going to be an anti-human human, bro? Yeah, you can't. Sorry, guys. You lose.
Unless you kill yourself.
I'm inspired. I'm about to go home and start a podcast.
Yeah, you better, bro. You should.
That is what we like to do. We like to inspire that in people. They go, God damn, anyone can do this, huh? I'll do this. It's so easy. Just talk about shit you watched.
Yeah, start easy. The pod. Love start that. Dude, everyone should have a podcast.
Maybe.
It's like military service.
Who do you have down here that would be your, who would be your bro? Are you going single? Are you going solo?
Probably go solo. I don't have any bros.
You don't have any bros?
What?
No bros, man. My kids are my bros.
Why don't you hang out with us?
Yeah, come chill.
That's why I hit you up, buddy. You remember?
Hang out,
I hit you up and you're like,
do you like playing video
games?
Want to
jump on
the
podcast? Yeah, sure.
What video games?
The only problem is I have Starlink and it's not best for the
Starlink?
It's not best for the game streaming.
What's Starlink?
I was on Starlink for
Starlink,
a
that's Elon Musk's.
Oh, you're on the Starlink.
You know, it's actually,
I thought you were talking about Starfield, the video game.
No, it's
I was like, I played Starlink.
No, it's internet. So when you're out in the country and you can't get anything else, you get like satellite internet. And mm-hmm. So far, it's been probably the best that I've had when you're kind of remote. So
that's tight.
But it comes and goes, right?
But no, I feel like they kind of effed us over recently. So my internet just stopped working. And of course, I'm blaming my 9-year-old. I'm like, what'd you do? Because he like destroys everything. He's like, and it turns out he's like, sorry, I threw the football the other day and it hit the router.
Oh, that fucker.
But it wasn't even him. So they said, you can't even call support. You got to do it through the app. So they like hit me up on the app and they're like, yep, you got a bad Ethernet cable. We'll send you a new one. And internet wasn't working for like 3 days. The day the cable gets there, my internet's working. I didn't change the cable.
What?
Now my internet's working fine. I haven't changed the cable at all. So I'm like, I think you guys just kind of, I don't know, maybe you needed internet somewhere else. So
yeah,
you fucking cut mine.
Yeah,
and now.
It out. Well, don't they say the more people who get Starlink, the better it'll be or something? I've heard they're like,
man,
more people get it, the more satellites
know.
Will send
all
out.
I know is it takes like 2 months before you actually get it. So
is it free?
No. It's expensive as shit. It's like, I mean, monthly it's not that bad, but yeah, it's like $500 or whatever it is to get the equipment and everything.
Oh, really?
It takes forever to get out there, but
isn't this whole mission to give free internet to everyone though?
Yeah.
That's the whole mission. He's like, I'm going to give free internet to everyone. Like, sign up once this gets big. It's going to be so cheap.
Well, it's definitely not fucking free.
Okay.
So I don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
But it's the best I can do right now. But I tried to fight somebody on UFC 5 the other day and my punches are like coming in, not nice. When I'm pressing the button. It ain't it.
You like UFC 5?
How's love UFC? It.
I just love beating the shit
out
of people.
Hey, we like that too, dude.
I like UFC 5.
Get ready, dude. I'll
UFC,
fuck you up
like,
UFC
come
5.
On, bro.
Oh, yes, dude.
I've only gone against the computer on Legendary, you know?
I could be a new contender in the house.
Well, I tried to
fight. You might be Father God, dude.
You might be the new Father God.
I tried to fight online, but
we're about to get our asses
the lag kicked. Is just shit, so I was like, fuck, I can't do it. I got to wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a frustrating game to have shitty internet on.
But you know, it also probably doesn't help. My Starlink's on the fucking ground, just in the driveway, pointing up in the sky. I'm renovating my house, so we're staying in this little apartment above the fucking garage.
You're going through a renovation right now?
Yeah.
Bro, you're going through. That's fucking brutal.
Yeah, it's a shit show right now. I got five people staying. And we only got one bedroom and then the living room kitchen, buddy.
You fucking Filipinos?
My kids are just staying on the fucking, kids are staying on the couch, you know, the sectional. But they love it. You know, we go to Airbnb and a day after we're there, they're like, can we go home?
Yeah, true.
They all got their own rooms at the Airbnb, but they just want to be with their stuff, man. Yeah, they got their bikes and shit.
Dude, we did a renovation when my wife was pregnant. We were on an air mattress in an apartment, and she every morning I'd watch her like do a push up to get off the air mattress, and I was like, God, I'm such a piece of shit.
Well, Lily's got a bed.
It's kind of tight. She fucking.
Nice. I do miss my bed. My back hurts anytime I sleep anywhere else.
Yeah.
I got the Tempur-Pedic joint. And
how long out are you on the reno? What's the timeline going?
Who fucking knows? It was 9 months, like 9 months ago. So.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but I've been changing shit. It's partially my fault. So I got to have my man cave right, dude. True. Got to get it right the first time.
True.
And it's not exactly cheap to.
Dude, that's hard. Right, that's hard in a relationship, dude. Women's environment, especially their house, is like when you disturb that. Sure. I mean, it fucks and sucks for everybody, but they can spin out.
We've been sucking it up, you know. She's been all right.
That's so good.
Not been too bad.
That's good. Our friend was a painting contractor, and he was saying he was painting houses all the time. And he's like, dude, I've witnessed couples just explode during renovations.
I can't.
It always takes longer than you think.
I would never handle it well.
Bro, it's tough, man.
Because the woman's going to make changes.
If you don't handle it well,
that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be in trouble. Because she definitely is not going to handle it well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's not going to handle it well, and I'm not good at understanding when people are acting irrationally.
My wife told me this morning, she's like, hey, call Corey, who's our project manager. She's like, call Corey and get him to turn the fucking water on. And I was like, I just didn't say anything because they literally told us to turn the water off because our house is exposed. I'm like, I know that we're not going to be able to do this. So I'm not even going to ask him. But
you're a firewall for like 6 months. You got to be like, okay, I hear you on that. And then you go, no, I'll talk to them.
I didn't say
anything.
I'll
handle it.
Yeah. I didn't say a word. I just didn't say anything. when I don't know what to say, I just don't say anything. It's usually better that way. Then I just walk off and go put dishes in the damn dishwasher.
That's a good move, though. I got to start doing that. I'm like, well, you can't do that.
Just not say anything. Yeah, just turn around and walk out of the room.
I've gotten good at if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. So now I've become better about it.
True.
Wish that would have happened while I was in the league, but.
Yeah.
It's coming a little late.
You're fine, dude. Yeah. You did some cool stuff.
Yeah, dude. I like that, though. I'm going to start now just being like, listening and going, I hear what you're saying, and then just walking away.
No, don't even say that. Just don't say anything. Just look at the ground, act like you're doing something, then walk off.
I hate thieves.
You know? I have a question for you. Yeah.
What's up?
Is it true that when you gave the statement, Gabriel Davis cried because he was so pro-science?
No. Let me tell you something. The majority of our locker room
Davis cry when you gave that speech?
He was probably crying of joy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to hoping this gets back to him and he gets
Gabe's
angry.
Gabe's one of the fucking dudes.
Gabe is the bro.
Let me tell you something. He's one of my favorite teammates I've ever had. Dudes, so first off, when rookies come in, they usually fucking suck, right? Mentally. And dude came in. Learned the offense faster than anybody I've ever seen it. One. Two, he knew more than I did about the offense in like 3 weeks. He already knew it better than I did.
Wow.
I'm one of those guys that's like, hey, put me at the F and don't move me anywhere. Yeah. Let me learn one spot and that's it. Gabe learned all the fucking positions.
Wow.
So dude was dedicated, you know? Big fan of Dave. And he works hard, so usually rookies are like lazy. Like, think the world's going to get handed to them right when they come in, especially now. It's a little different now than what it was when I first came in. But
yeah, what's the shock like coming from college to the NFL? It's got to be fucking nuts.
Well, I quit and went home as a rookie at first, so it was pretty big for me. So. No, my situation was just like, I came in undrafted, free agent. And as people asked me, they were like, did you think you weren't going to make it? Garrett even asked me when I went in the office and told him, but I was like, no, I actually think I am going to make it. That's the problem. I don't think I want to, you know, but it was just going from Little Elm, which is a small town, to SMU. Nobody cares about football there. And then you're at Dallas. I slip up and say one thing and then they twist your words and like make it something else. I said that, you know, they were comparing me to Wes Welker. I was like, Wes Welker's good. And, you know, I was actually a huge fan of him. Loved his game, watched it. But I was like, I think I could play a little bit more outside, you know, and they took that as Cole Beasley says he's better than Wes Welker. And then after that, and I don't like a lot of attention, you know, I know it's hard to believe after all the shit that's been going down, but I didn't like a lot of attention at the time. And then after that, the media just went fucking bananas.
Oh, that
sucks. And then that, and then I have a coach telling me, he's like, hey, every day you can't have one off day. You got to like go above and beyond and make plays or else your ass is fucking gone. I'm like, all right, dude. Like, I know. And then after a while, I started like waking up and every morning I would like throw up because I didn't want to do shit. I was like, just tired of being there.
Yeah, dude, that'd be terrifying.
So I took my ass home. I was like, I ain't fucking doing this. This isn't healthy. Went home. Then my dad and my mom were at the house in Dallas. camp was in Oxnard, California. So I flew home. By the time I flew home, they had already driven from like this area to there, and they were there, slept. And then my dad like gave me a stern talking for 2 hours the next morning. And I was like, all right, I'll go back. But I went back for them. I didn't really go back for myself.
That's awesome.
Ended up working out.
That's awesome.
But
good thing you went back.
Yeah, it worked out.
Bullshit. What a mean way to coach, by the way. I feel like that can't work. Being like, if you fuck up, I'm fucking firing
pretty
you.
Pretty much. Like, I was like, help dude, me, man. I fucking know. Like, you guys didn't want me, really. I didn't get drafted, you know. I just showed up here. I'm better than all these fuckers.
Definitely better than that other guy. Who was the guy you mentioned before?
And then I...
Wes Welker's pretty good, too.
Fucking, oh, no, Wes Welker's solid.
Fuck it. No.
But yeah, but then I saw the NFL for what it was. It was like, I'm undrafted. I'm not going to get to play. And Miles is a great dude, great fucking player when he was healthy. But at the time, he was like hobbling around on a hamstring and dealing with it. And I was like, dude, like am I going to get to fucking go in there or what? But
where'd you get your chance?
Whoever's getting paid the most money is who's in the fucking game.
Yeah,
you got to wait your turn. That's the only thing I hate about the NFL. But I got my chance. So it was like I was inactive for like 3 games. And then after that, they kept telling me, they're like, we're going to find a way to get you in there. So then I would go in and empty on third downs and catch a third down, make a first down and come right back out the game. And I'd do that for 2 years before I actually got to start. But it was cool. But that's the hardest fucking way to ever play is like, you just got to be ready. And then when you go in there, when I get in there, they were throwing me the fucking ball. So I was like, fuck, I can't fuck this up.
Oh, here we go. Jesus, bro. So you just sat there the whole time like, fuck, they might put me in any second. And then it's like, yo,
it's awesome to you. But I was fortunate enough to get lucky enough to make those plays and then got my shot after that.
That's sick.
Shout out to Miles. Miles Austin is the coolest fucking dude ever. Though. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Really?
But yeah, that was the deal.
How you feel about how nice does it feel to catch the TD?
Catch a touchdown in a game?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking wild. Dude, the whole game in general is super addicting. That's why it's like, you know, they try to get you prepared for retirement because there's nothing to simulate that. And they can prepare you as much as you want to. But once it happens, it's like, damn, where am I going to get that fucking rush from until a coach is fucking yelling at you that you're getting special treatment because you played in the league. And you're like, shut that shit up, man.
There you go.
Then you get the rush back.
I'll fucking kill you in your
cage. It's not the same, but it's a close second.
You just start running routes. Yeah. You're so fired up.
He's down the field.
Dude, since I left the Giants, I haven't touched a weight, buddy.
Yeah.
I haven't touched one.
Me neither. Once you left, I was like, I'm done.
Oh, buddy. I knew it. It was over. It's a wrap.
Yeah, but now you've got your son. You can coach, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You can just follow his career.
I'm gonna do that, but I don't want to be like, you know.
No, you're gonna.
I don't want to live through him. You know?
No, you're gonna.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be so sick. Live it through him.
You know, I try to teach him the ways. I'm like, hey, be a nice person outside of the field, but when you get on that field, be a fucking asshole. It's hard to tell a kid that, yeah, but.
True.
It's good times. Good times.
Well, if you don't like the way he plays, just don't talk to him.
Just give him silent treatment until he's ready to play exactly how the game should be played.
You do that, they absolutely will fucking hate it is the problem. So
I know.
Yeah, it's tough.
We had a friend whose dad would just like, we'd play basketball and he'd just be like, that was terrible, blah, blah, blah. And I'd just be sitting in the back. He'd be like, you weren't any good either. I'm like, oh, leave me out of this, dude. This is your guys' thing. I'm chilling, man.
Yeah, I got in trouble in eighth grade during a loss.
Mm-hmm.
A coach came into the locker room and was like, oh, you think you're so fucking cool. I'm in eighth grade, dude. You're a 45-year-old man.
That's wild.
That is not.
You can get lost coaching kids. You can get lost into being like, oh, and you're the cool one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you quickly go down to their level.
It's the same guys, though, who are just kind of like, fucking, I don't know, talking to a therapist is fucking ridiculous. Yeah. And you go to a bunch of 12-year-olds, you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
You think just because you're fucking handsome, you can get away with everything?
Oh, dude, it's even worse when it's your own. When you're coaching your own, it's way harder because everybody else, you're just like, whatever. But then yours fucks up and you're like, hey, dude. Get this fucking shit together.
we had someone I knew's dad was coaching like summer league basketball, and purposely in the playoffs, they didn't tell 3 of the worst kids about the playoffs.
Awesome.
So they didn't show up.
Awesome.
So we didn't have to play them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great move.
I know.
Because otherwise, you got to play those fuckers.
It was just like summer league basketball.
I was one of the kids that had to be played in summer league.
Oh, the had to go
a
in.
Shitty kid. Yeah, oh, it sucked. So I remember just sitting on the bench being like, please don't fucking put me in.
Oh, no.
I can't play. I was on a good team. And we were, it was in Harrisburg, and we were like the only white team in summer league. And it was a hot, fucking terrible gym.
Yeah, those gyms.
And I was just sitting there just like, oh man, if I get in, everyone in this whole gym's going to make fun of me for how bad I am at basketball. There'd be like a minute left. They'd be like, Gillis. Like, fuck. Go in, airball, free throw, get checked back out. Yeah.
Hey, at least you stuck it out, man. You finished the season.
True.
I finished, yeah.
That a boy.
Yeah, yeah,
I finished that season.
Did you not play ever again, or
no? I kept playing after that. That was just that particular summer league was tough, dude.
That's cool.
The all black team summer league was, it's scary for basketball in a hot gym.
Played a lot of AAU basketball growing up.
Yeah,
basketball was, you know, probably like basketball arguably more than football.
Really?
Yeah, basketball was my jam.
Really? What was your position?
Point guard.
Point guard. Point guard.
Yeah.
PG.
PG.
Damn, basketball is my favorite sport to play now. It's so fun.
It's just tough at 5'8", you know?
And I hear you, brother. All my cousins are like 6'6". I grew up playing with them. It's, yeah.
6'6", lucky guys.
They're big boys. 6'3", 6'4", 6'6".
Yeah, if I was just 6 feet, I would have tried to play Q.
Even Calvin Johnson.
That would have been awesome.
You would have been Megatron.
I would have tried to play quarterback, bro. Quarterback really? Was awesome. I played quarterback in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, there's nothing better than having the ball in your hands every play.
True.
I never had the ball in my hands once.
Yeah, I couldn't play football like that. I
it was crazy.
To be honest, I don't know how
linemen. My whole family's offensive linemen. My sister. No, all my uncles, everybody's O-line. So it was always like, you're going to be a lineman. Yeah. Not that I had a choice, but it was, yeah. And it is funny how much of a completely different sport it is.
I actually played O-line my first year of football. Got moved after the first game.
To O-line or from O-line?
I only went away from O-line after the first game. Must not have been very good.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old is 1,000 times more physical than I was. So.
That's good.
Yeah, I was always a little bitch. I made a living in the NFL out of avoiding hits. So.
That's good.
Like, I'm not hitting anybody.
Who's your favorite wide receiver of all time?
Of all time, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss?
Easily. Fuck yeah. Nice. Randy Moss, a.k.a. Super Freak. It's my guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
I wish he would have.
Play what I want to.
He was a Notre Dame guy. He was going to Notre Dame.
He was.
That would have been nice. I'm a Notre Dame fan. That would have been very nice.
Zach Martin.
Zach Martin rules.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
You're going to be a Cowboy fan before it's over with.
I mean, if the Eagles continue to do what they're doing.
Oh, you're a bandwagoner, huh?
Yeah. Let's go, Bills. Go Bills, Niners. Let's go.
I want a Super Bowl for them so bad, but then I don't at the same time because I'm like, fuck, why couldn't we do it when I was there?
True.
Yeah.
It's like I got mixed feelings about it. I want the bros to get a Super Bowl, but then I'm like, fuck, man.
You could be running routes. Why this
year? Why this year?
True, yeah.
No, I text Bean as soon as I got let go from the Giants, but he said, I'll keep you in mind. And I knew what that meant.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, bud.
Thanks. Fuck.
So what are you doing to keep the fucking flame burning inside? You're recently done with the NFL. That's pretty recent, right?
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out. Thanks for reminding me right now.
No, I'm saying, what are you doing? Like, you got to keep it going, bro. It's all in your mind, dude.
Yeah, I don't. No, I'm not.
It's all in your mind, dude.
I know how the NFL works.
Just get into Ultimate Frisbee.
They decided after COVID I was a P-Squad player only. I've been battling uphill ever since. And
I see what you're saying.
I'm like over it. I'm like, all right, fuck you guys. You're not going to let me play them out.
Yeah, but what if... Okay. Yeah, that's bullshit.
So...
That's fucking nonsense. Can you just play, though? Is there other places you can play?
Bro, I'm telling you, when I asked for my release from the Bills, no way in hell I thought no one was going to sign me, right? I got nothing. Told P-Squad from me begging Brady to get me there, you know?
Yeah.
And Brady's like, all right. And then got me there, and then I played like 2 plays a game for 2 weeks. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah.
I wanted to play the whole time. I thought Godwin was going to be hurt for a little longer, and he came back quick as fuck next week. I was like, well, shit, he's getting paid $18 million. I know how this goes. I'm out of here.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Some motherfucking bullshit.
Yeah, you could find competitive outlets.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm telling you, ultimate frisbee. Just come in and torch people.
No, I don't want to do fucking shit like that.
Dude, just
bro, you'd be so nasty.
Go down there. Don't say a word to anybody. Just get on the field and go fucking nuts on people. They wouldn't know. Ultimate frisbee dudes would not know who you were.
Yeah,
they would just be like, yo, this fucking guy.
Oh, they're snagging shit.
Yeah. Just torching dudes on routes. Just
I don't know. I don't
secretly
know
do that. Be like Uncle Drew.
I don't even know. Like, I want to coach, but I don't want to coach at college or NFL because I don't want to travel. I want to be home with with the fam.
Coaching in college, I think, is also, that's your entire life. You'll never be home.
And coaching the NFL is way worse than playing in it. Those dudes never go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
It's fucked up.
So I refuse.
And that's why they all look like shit. Yeah.
I don't do well with bosses either. Like, someone telling me what to do all day, I just don't want to do that. I want to be my own boss. So I'm going to coach, I want to be the head fucking coach.
Yeah.
That's why I took over a flag football squad, bro.
True.
Nobody's out there telling me what to do.
Nobody give you any shit.
Even the parents, they just leave me alone. You know, most people are like, the parents suck for Little League. I was like, really? Because in flag, they left me the fuck alone. Let me do what the fuck I do.
I mean,
what are you going to say?
You got the ring, dude. You snagged the ring on it, dude.
What are you going to say? Can you imagine being a dad? Be like, actually, I think we should drop this. And be like, oh, wait, you played 11?
Yeah.
How many years were you in the NFL? I forget. Yeah, I guess I should listen to you.
Highest I would go is high school, bro. That's probably it.
High school would be fun.
High school
would be sick. That'd be really fun, especially down here.
I don't want to teach anybody, though. I don't want to teach. That's like a rule, you know, unless you go to like a private school.
Oh,
you got to teach.
You usually got to teach. Maybe there's a way around it. I don't know.
Teach science.
I don't.
Or science.
My dad was a science teacher.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he head coached. Then he got the job finally of PE. That's ideal.
PE.
Yeah. He's a PE teacher.
Dodgeball every day.
Yeah. I don't care what you guys do. Just fucking move around, all right?
Pee's nice. You just got to not be a pig.
You just got to force the kids to shower and stand
up. Yeah, gym teachers often have sex with girls, which is illegal.
Oh, no.
They do. Dude, if you had to pick a class who has sex with the kids most, it is the gym teacher, dude. I mean, their job's just so physical. That's why.
Yeah, you're interested
in it. And they got to talk about
female
sex
anatomy.
With the kid.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do.
Like, raise your hand if you have a pussy. Yeah.
Looks like you're.
They were studying pussies.
I noticed all your breasts are coming in nicely.
I don't know. What's this podcast gig like, though?
What's this?
Yeah, how's, you know.
It's pretty fun.
You get, I mean, what's the money like? Do you get anything off of it somehow?
Money's
some way?
Thick.
How's that work?
We get like
$1 billion.
We get so much money. We're fucking those P-Squad guys up pretty bad.
Are you? Yes. Yeah, it's still solid money. It's not bad.
No, it's great. I'm not saying it's
P-Squad's not great, but you know.
No, yeah. I'll tell you after.
I love that. Love that. All right.
I'd give this up.
Comedy money should be good now.
P-Squad
though.
Would be nice.
P-Squad would be so sick.
Got a big Netflix Netflix
comedy
thing now.
Comedy money's good. Yeah.
It's working out.
The money is good.
I saw you with a Bud Light beanie on. I didn't take you for one of those, but
brother,
what's
I'm
going
glad
on?
You asked.
What's going on there?
Bud Light rules. Bud Light's back, dude. We're back.
How's it back?
I'll tell you after.
All right,
that's enough of this.
Actually, I don't even remember if it was Bud Light. Pretty sure I had a Bud Light deal at a point in Buffalo. I had a billboard, but I don't even remember if it was Bud Light, dude. My marketing guy just comes to me with shit, and I'm like, tell me where to sign, buddy.
I bet it was, I think they're the NFL is Bud Light.
Oh, so it probably was Bud
Light.
It's
probably
then.
Bud Light.
Well, then they, you know, did what they did and they fucking ruined it.
No, they didn't ruin it.
Are they making a comeback?
They didn't ruin it. They're making a comeback.
Okay, if they're righting the wrongs, we're all right.
They are. They're doing the right thing.
All
right,
okay.
Yep.
I'll wait for that moment to support them.
Yeah, that was like high level corporate warfare stuff that a lot of people understand.
Right now I'm with Kid Rock. I'm out here with AKs just fucking.
I got bad news for you. Kid Rock still sips the Bud Lights, dude.
Does he?
Yeah. He's a closeted Bud Light man.
You know what?
I've seen pictures of him.
He feeds on him like a vampire.
He does.
Dude.
He goes back to his room. And
as
he,
long as the
picks
people
up the scraps,
as long as the
so
people
smart.
Don't know, you know, but you just fucking told them, so. There we go.
There's pictures online of him.
Okay.
The dam will break. The dam will break. And the bros.
I haven't seen much on. I just recently came back to Twitter and I've been pretty active just talking my shit.
Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you.
Getting back to it.
It's good to get back into Twitter.
It's good to get back into shit talking, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is, that's actually really funny.
I guess it's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
It is X.
Yeah, true.
I, whatever.
Yeah.
It's whatever Twitter. It's called. It's the same shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they switched the name. They could have kept it as just Twitter.
It's Elon's. Elon's now.
True. Fucking X.
SpaceX, all that shit.
Information Town Square. What would we do without a bunch of fucking morons yelling at each other?
Yeah, we need the Information Town Square.
Democracy needs this fucking platform.
Yeah, so. I guess the people that say that are all the self-important people on Twitter.
Yeah.
That are like, we need this. It's like, no, you need this.
No, dude, we don't.
To write five paragraphs about the Iowa caucus.
Nobody agrees. Nobody agrees with each other on there. It's not, no. I mean, it's just a place for people to fucking bitch and argue.
Yeah. Now it's getting rowdy. Now you get on Twitter, it's fucking beheadings.
It's getting rowdy.
I'm here for it. You know, I like seeing people argue.
I like watching people argue for sure.
The Aaron Rodgers shit on McAfee was great.
He's back though.
It was great.
He was back the next day.
Yeah,
he put him back on the next day.
I'm gonna be honest. I was pissed at first. I texted Aaron and I was like, "What the fuck is McAfee doing?"
Yeah,
and then he brought him back. I'm like, "All right, he's still cool."
The next day,
the next day.
He's still cool. All right,
that's kind of tight.
You
can't stop Tuesdays with Aaron Rodgers Tuesday.
Can't do it.
You can't.
You have to have him on.
You have to bring Aaron Rodgers right back on the next day.
You have to. It was so funny. So I'm so happy. And next thing he's like, he's back on. I'm just reading articles. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And it's like, he's back. I'm like, well, that's
By the way, y'all got any snacks back there? I'm fucking starving.
Oh, we can get some snacks here for sure.
All we have is fucking dumb meat.
All you have is meat? You have no, like, snacks?
We're trying to do this fucking carnivore diet. Matt's actually doing it. I've obviously fallen several times.
Ritz peanut butter crackers?
I can get you some peanut butter crackers.
Those are can go puff.
Fire. So good, dude.
All right, Cole, thank you, brother.
Yo.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, it's over.
I was gonna snack while we talked.
We can do a save for the Patreon.
We'll do another one.
The fuck is that?
You guys can head off. It's the money maker.
That's the
bro.
Money.
All right, let's do it.
Now you can say whatever you want.
True.
It's behind a paywall.
I already did.
All right.